On Monday, the two former bishops of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will hear the verdict in their polygamy trial. If Winston Blackmore and James Oler are convicted, it will be the first time in Canadian history that anyone has been found guilty of having more than one spouse. Vancouver Sun columnist Daphne Bromham has been following the story of the polygamous community of Bountiful in southeastern British Columbia for 13 years. Daphne, what can you tell us about the charges and the case against them?
Well, Winston Blackmore's indictment has the names of 24 women on it. Winston Blackmore has had several wives since then, and he continues to practice polygamy because we just found out recently that he now has 148 children. Three of those were born within the last couple of weeks. James Oler has initially had four women's names listed on his indictment, but a fifth one was added during the trial. And it was the name of a woman who was quite young when she was married to Mr. Oler. But neither Blackmore nor Oler is charged with any crimes of a sexual nature. Their only crime is that they had more than one wife.
So what happens if they're found guilty?
If they're found guilty, the maximum penalty is up to 5 years in jail, but neither of them has a criminal record. Neither of them, as far as we know, has really done anything wrong other than live within the community of Bountiful and live under the rules and the laws and the beliefs of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So it'll be up to the lawyers to determine what would be an appropriate sentence for these men. And once they have had a chance to do that, then they will make those recommendations to the judge. So the sentencing of these men will probably not happen for at least a couple of weeks.
Is it likely that either or both will appeal if they're convicted?
Well, I think it's almost certain that James Oler will not appeal. James Oler has chosen not to be represented by a lawyer. There is a court-appointed amicus, and certainly the amicus will advise him of what his options are. And it will be up to the judge as well to advise James Oler whether or not he can appeal and what that would mean and what that consists of and what the other option is, which is if he accepts the guilty plea, that if he accepts that he's guilty, then he would, of course, be sentenced. But in Mr. Blackmore's case, it's much more interesting. During the trial, Mr. Blackmore's lawyer, Blair Suffredine, tried to make the argument that his client was not guilty because of the constitutional guarantee of religious freedom. So the judge refused to hear the lawyer's arguments on that, because under Canadian law, if you challenge if you make a constitutional challenge, you must advise both the judge, you must apply to the judge to hear a constitutional case, you must notify the lawyers, and above all, you must notify the Federal Justice Department so that everybody can have their say. Mr. Blackmore's lawyer didn't do that, so the judge refused to hear that. But what Blair Suffredine told me a few days ago is that he indeed will put forth that he will make an application to hear that constitutional case if Mr. Blackmore is found guilty.
And what happens if they're found not guilty?
Well, if they're not guilty, I will happily go home. They have not been in custody during the trial. They will go home, and then it will be up to the special prosecutor, Peter Wilson, to decide whether or not he thinks that the judge made an error in her ruling, and it will be up to him to decide whether or not to appeal those.
If there is a guilty verdict, what type of impact would that have on the community in Bountiful?
Well, I think the impact of them being found guilty, the impacts actually go beyond the community of Bountiful. I think what it does is it says to all Canadians that the polygamy law will be enforced, albeit it's taken a long time to enforce the polygamy law. What it says is that this is simply behavior that's not allowed under the law. In Bountiful, I suspect that it will mean little difference for a lot of the people who remain loyal to both Mr. Blackmore, who leads his own sect, or to the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But it does send a signal that if they continue to do it, that they are liable to prosecution. And it sends a message to other communities as well. including the Muslim community, which is the only other religious community that that has polygamy as one of its traditions.
Do you have any sense as to whether or not there'd be any further arrests or any other charges brought forward for other people involved in these communities in Bountiful?
Well, we're not done with polygamy yet. On August 11th, Mr. Blackmore's brother, Brandon Blackmore, and his ex-wife, Gail Blackmore, will be sentenced for a different charge. They were convicted earlier this year of having unlawfully removed a child from Canada for illegal purposes. They took their 13-year-old daughter to the United States to be married to Warren Jeffs, the prophet of the FLDS.
But the rank-and-file members?
Well, the RCMP certainly have lots of information. They have lots of evidence there, and there are indications that there are other charges that are pending, and will to some extent depend on what happens as these two trials wrap up.
Okay, thanks, Daphne.
You're welcome.